Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits, game two of a six-game set that gets underway at 11 a.m. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the newest Shuckers on the roster, Joe Gray Jr. Joe, thanks much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome to Double A as well. How's that been?
It's been good, man. I know my family turning cartwheels at home, you know, because they actually get to finally they see me play over the years, but like to see it at home and see, you know, have other people in my community back at home to have me here close enough to where they can see me play. They haven't seen me play in 5 years. So it's exciting. I'm glad to be here. And at the end of the day, you know, it's another step in my career and hopefully on the road to the big leagues. So
what is it like that? Because not only do you get a bump up to Double A and the confidence and everything, but you're now playing for a team an hour and a half from where you grew up.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you get in there, we coming from the place that I came from Hattiesburg, and the environment and the community that we had behind our high school baseball team, it was amazing. I mean, I was getting used to playing in front of 2,000 people as a high school, you know, and that was something that when I got into pro ball, the first few years was definitely challenging because I didn't have that same energy. So having that energy, knowing that I'm gonna have support and all of that back at home, man, I mean, I feel like it's going to be a good, positive effect on my career and my steps moving forward.
What was it like last night making your Double-A debut when you got an outfield assistant on a terrific play and right?
I'm not mad at last night at all. You know, I'm not really worried about the hitting thing. But basically, as coming up and just trying to show, like, look, I belong here. As long as I'm contributing in any way to help the team win, I'm fine with that. Because I know at the plate it's gonna turn around. I'm gonna turn it around, and it's gonna be exciting. So I'm not worried about that.
You talked about your parents and family doing cartwheels back up where you grew up. How exciting is it gonna be for you on Tuesday to go back home to MGM Park and play in front of everybody?
I mean, yo, I'm telling you, we might as well call it Hattiesburg Day in Biloxi come Tuesday. So, I'm just excited, and I'm just ready to give my all and play, man. And it's like a breath of fresh air because, you know, as a player, you always kind of look for things. You always want to have positivity brewing in you, and this is definitely a positive step, like I said, in my career, and it's going to help me on my road to the big leagues because having that energy and having that support is always a good thing as a baseball player.
As a player, what kind of confidence boost did you get when you walk into Joe Arolt's office? He's like, hey, you're off the Double A. Go have fun.
I mean, honestly, I was like, the night before, he asked me right after the game, and he said, Joe, you ready to go tomorrow? And I said, yeah, I'm in there. And then I get to the park that morning, and I'm not in the lineup. So I went to his office, and I was like, yo, I need to play. You know, like, put me back in the lineup. And he's like, nah, that's not happening. And I was like, why? And he said, like, nah, because you're going up to Double A. And I was like, I just sat there quiet for, like, at least, like, 5 minutes. Like, look, you going to say anything? I said, you just don't understand how long kind of I've been, you know, like, that's crazy because I got to a point where I was just so focused on being where my feet are and just playing, and it took me a while for it to sit in, like, okay, well, I'm actually going home, you know.
So has it set in yet?
No, it still hasn't set in, but I will say the temperature has set in on me because I'm like, look, this is southern air. This isn't 40 degree weather in Wisconsin, you know, dealing with snow.
Yeah, you're a kid from Mississippi. Wasn't it snowing on Sunday in Wisconsin?
Yes, man. I'm like, this is not what we used to in May. Not at all. Not late April and May. This is not what I'm used to.
You've been off to a great start here in 2023, obviously getting the call up from High A after a good start with the Timber Rattlers. Mm-hmm. But it's really been a change for you since last year. You had LASIK surgery in the 21-22 offseason. Mm-hmm. That, for some reason, didn't work. You had to figure it out and recover back from that. What's been that journey just to kind of get your confidence back at the plate after realizing that a LASIK surgery that was supposed to help you see better didn't end up helping?
Right. Well, I keep it real simple. You can't hit what you can't see, you know? So the biggest thing, man, was that I went through that whole season, like I was telling you earlier, I went through that whole season thinking that it was something mechanical with myself. And when you go down that hole as a baseball player, you can get down there and never find a way back. And basically, it wasn't until like I was sitting around on an off day and I ended up wasting something and I had to close my left eye that I looked at the TV and my right eye was blurry. And I rushed to the nearest eye doctor and come to find out that my right eye had went backwards. It had descended from 2015 after the LASIK surgery. And when it comes to baseball, as a regular person, you don't really see the difference. But when it comes to baseball and having to have depth perception and be able to make those adjustments with seeing the ball, it's really hard. And, you know, when I got my – I had to get a contact, a corrective contact. And when I got it back, you know, I realized, like, okay, yeah, it wasn't my mechanics. Like, I could still hit, you know. So, but I had dug a hole so deep by the halfway point of the season that the numbers didn't really, like, it didn't really matter, you know. So, I just spent the whole off season, made sure I worked my tail off and did everything I could do to make sure that I was ready for this year.
How much of a sigh of relief was it to walk into spring training this year with a fresh slate and really start brand new?
I just told everybody who, you know, our foreign directors and all of our guys, the people who make decisions, and even my teammates and all the coaches, I just told them, look, I'm totally back to being Joe Gray. I have nothing to worry about. Like, I know who I am, and I'm ready to go. And I did all the work that I could possibly do and sacrifices in the offseason to make sure that from this point forward with my career that I'm going to give it my all every day.
Well, I think you got the entire state of Mississippi excited that you're back in Biloxi. Thanks so much for joining us, Joe.
I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 11 a.m.